Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Universal Spiritual Connection. Join your host, Leilani Graham, along with special guests every Tuesday as they delve deep into the world of spirituality. From holistic health and wellness to cosmic evolution, vibrational physics, and everything in between, let's work together to reach our own empowered greatness. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Aloha, and welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I am your host, Leilani Graham. I'd like to share our call-in number, and that is area code 347-327-9086. Again, that call-in number is area code 347-327-9086. I'd like to welcome our callers on our switchboard. It's an honor to have you all with us this evening, and also those who have joined us in our chat room, and you're sitting back in your living rooms, hopefully, and tuning in to our show for this evening. So welcome, welcome to each and every one of you. I'm excited about tonight's broadcast because I got two amazing powerhouses with me, and we're probably going to blow the roof off of the building. So I hope you guys have got yourselves strapped in this evening, because I'm going to have Michelle Weber and Montel Hero with us this evening. And our tonight's topic is going to be about unconditional love. Well, you're thinking, I can hear you guys' thoughts out there. Really, Leilani, unconditional love. We got this, okay? I don't know about that, okay? Unconditional love is all about having love for another human being without any conditions, strings attached. You allow this person unconditionally. You accept them unconditionally, just the way they are. You're not attempting to change an individual or mold them into what your idea is that how they should be and behave. And so we're going to do a deep dive tonight. And yes, we're going to be answering you guys' calls as well. But I'd like to encourage all of you to please take a moment, go get something to write with, and as many of you know, you can go in and also revisit the archive, actually listening to it, because, you know, interestingly enough, we are giving a lot of very powerful information and gentle reminders as well, because many of you also know this information, but even I sometimes need to have a gentle reminder, okay? Because I have so much information in my mind, in my data banks, that, you know, I'm going, oh, yeah, that's right. I actually do know that. So anyway, I feel like you guys got the gist of this. But before we invite Michelle and Montel onto the show, please allow me to read a little bit of their background with each and every one of you so that our new listeners can actually appreciate their background. So I'm going to start with Michelle. She is the founder of Realms of Peace. She's a certified integrated energy therapist, Reiki master teacher, cranial temple activation registered practitioner, animal Reiki, quantum releasing and decoding, crystal healing therapy, tuning fork registered therapist, access bars, biomat therapy, sound therapy, and yes, Young Living Essential Oils rep. I'd like to personally encourage all of you to go visit with Michelle at her website, and that is contourbodyandmind.com. And if you would like to personally contact Michelle, you can write to her at email address, realmsofpeace@outlook.com. Again, that email address, Realms of Peace at Outlook.com, or you can reach her at area code 570-506-7847. Again, that number is area code 570-506-7847. Now, I'd like to share Hero's background information with all of you. And he began his humble journey at the age of 6, realizing he was clairvoyant, able to see loving divine beings and deceased ancestors, guided through observing his environment and his own thought patterns. He developed a self-awareness and wisdom to heal. From a very young age, his guides taught him to understand the process of true healing physically, mentally, and emotionally. He began to apply this gift to help others professionally in various capacities in education, healthcare, and in law enforcement. He is the founder and the developer of Hero. Hero Healing is a hands-on form of healing that restores or balances the flow of energy in the body. Hero, which stands for Honor, Embrace, Reflect, and Overcome, is a catalyst to achieve a state of being that directs the flow of higher frequencies for optimum outcomes. You can visit with Hero at his website, UniversalAntidopeHealing.com. Again, that website is UniversalAntidopeHealing.com. You can also visit with him on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. If you'd like to personally reach and contact Hero, sorry, everybody. They got the energy flowing already. Anyway, his email address is universalantidope1111@gmail.com. Again, that email address, universalantidope1111@gmail.com. Or you can reach him at area code 480-725-3311. Again, that phone number, 480-725-3311. And again, I'd like to share our call-in number with all of our listeners, and that is area code 347-327-9086. And our topic for this evening is unconditional love. So please help me give a warm welcome to Michelle and Hero to the show. Aloha, Michelle and Hero.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, hello, hello. How's everyone today? I hope everyone's fine.
Well, you guys know. I am decided to develop a t-shirt that says Sassy on it. What do you think, Hero?
Well, I think it would be spot on. Every time we discuss any topic, it's always sassy conversation and a tremendous amount of spiciness. So I think it would be great.
Now, Michelle, I don't think you would agree with Hero, do you?
Absolutely.
You do?
Absolutely.
I don't know if we're going to do that. Anyway, it's a real pleasure to have both of you, and I really appreciate you coming together this evening, because it's obvious we have two very powerful healers on the show this evening, and so it's a real treat to have both of you come together on a broadcast for this evening. So again, I want to welcome all of our callers on our switchboard. It's great to have you with us. Bear with us. We will take you guys' calls this evening. But on that note, we're going to be talking about unconditional love. And Michelle, I would like to start with you, if I may, and have you explain to us your idea or version of what unconditional love is all about and why it's so important for us to really understand unconditional love.
Okay. Well, unconditional love, my personal aspect and feelings of it is you show people how much you care, that you love, you're capable of receiving. Your husband or wife, for instance, you love your husband or wife unconditionally. Your child, you love unconditionally. Your heart is just filled, you know, especially mine with my husband and my granddaughter who lives with us, is just, it's completely filled. And anything in the world, if they asked me, I would move mountains and boulders and anything for them to make sure that they have happiness, that they are loved, that they feel loved, they feel noticed, they feel honor from me. That it's just an amazing thing to give. It's one of my favorite things, especially to the people who I love. I'm a giver. I just love everybody and help as many people as I can. But you do have to draw lines.
Well, and that's where discernment comes in. And we'll do a show on discernment, and because that's a very important key element to really have in your arsenals in as you maneuver through your own life journey. And as a matter of fact, we'll even dive into about discernment this evening as well, because I feel like unconditional love and discernment kind of plays hand in hand with each other. But if I may, I'd like to bring Hero to the forefront and get your idea and concept on unconditional love.
Yes, this is something that ever since I knew I was going to talk about this subject, how I was going to approach this particular topic. So I'm just going to let it flow. To me, unconditional love is a state of being that is so elusive, but we all try to reach for. And the reason why I say this, to actually maintain and sustain a state of love, we have to automatically unpeel our layers back so there is no judgment, so there is no spite, so there is nothing that is going to veer you away from being at this level that's within yourself. This unconditional love that you can reach, that everyone can reach, dictates choices that you make through your life, dictates people that you have around you, dictates everything that you do. And for me, it's not necessarily what I can do for others, because sometimes people want you to do things and it may not be the best for them. So for me is to be able to stay patient enough to speak with them, because you have this love in yourself and you have this understanding that they may not see all perspectives and you may not see all perspective, but you're trying to be as best as you can be for them, as hopefully they're trying to be for you. So the best example that I actually experienced in my life of constantly of just pure unconditional love was actually from my guides, because they've seen me make mistakes. They've seen me go off and do horrendous things just exploring life, right? But we laugh about it and we have conversation of like, hey, how did that feel? How was that experience? And then we have a conversation of, okay, how can we grow from it? So unconditional love is just not a stagnant state of being. It's also growing and laughing and maintaining that happiness so that judgment or spite will not seek into your heart. And by maintaining that high frequency, your realities and your experience with other people will be so vibrant that it just be bliss. And to maintain it constantly, a practice to master unconditional love is forever learning. So I think unconditional love is a state of being of consciousness for ever learning about yourself and about how the world works. And that's basically God. That's the universe. So unconditional love is the universe. Unconditional love is the universe. Unconditional love is forever learning and being happy about it. Mm-hmm. How you feel about that?
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting. What came to mind as I'm listening to you, Montel, just sharing with us. And yes, I flip-flop back and forth with Hero, and then I'll call him Montel. It's just a little thing that I do with Hero all the time. But anyway, as I was reflecting on your words, what came to mind for me is when my husband and I had first had made a decision that we were, you know, going to date each other and take our relationship, you know, to another whole level, he asked, and then when it got really serious where we were, you know, I'd like to marry, let's get married and all that kind of stuff, he asked me a really important question. He says, why do you love me? And what is it that you love about me? And my simple answer to that was everything. I love everything about you. There's nothing about you that I would change. And he was like, wow, really? Even in my little flaws? And I said, absolutely, because that makes you unique in who you are. And when you made the statement about maintaining that, I found there were times within our relationship it became a challenge because all of a sudden, you know, we're evolving, him on a personal level, myself on a personal level. We have various different responsibilities in life that, you know, could at times be very demanding, and for us to be able to come together. That was one thing my husband and I were really good at, is that we sat with each other every single night and we visited each other's day. And I could always tell when there was something troubling my husband, and I said, well, would you like to talk about it? And if he told me no, he would prefer to just kind of reflect on it, I'll get back to you. I honored and respected that. And I was the same way if there was something troubling me. And I didn't expect my husband to resolve any of the challenges or problems that I may have had to deal with. And I'm appreciative of that as well. But Michelle, let me bring you forward, because I feel this goes in relationships with, well, excuse me, let me back up here for a moment. What I feel is unconditional love can be expressed in all relationships, from a friendship to a coworker to your next-door neighbor. And, of course, if you decide to have a partnership in your life as well, family also. And that can be challenging sometimes. And what we hope to do to achieve tonight is breaking through that barrier of some misperceptions of what unconditional love looks like versus love. Because we can all throw mm-hmm. that word around, love, right?
Mm-hmm.
But do we always understand between love and unconditional love? And I'd love to hear from you about, you know, because you're married, and so did you find yourself learning to appreciate and understanding the different levels of your husband's expression as you continued throughout your marriage?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're 22 years in. We've gone through our hard times. We've gone through our easy times. We've gone through our mediocre times and back to our beautiful times. That's just part of growing in a relationship. When there's something going on, I'm a fixer. So I like to talk about it if there's a rift between us. Joe, on the other hand, he would prefer to cool down beforehand. So I give him maybe 10, 15 minutes sometimes. If he needs a little bit more, I do give him that. But I want to get it fixed and done and talk through. I refuse to go to bed mad. So we do talk through it before we go to bed, and that is something that I try to live by, is if I get upset with my granddaughter or my husband or vice versa, I want to, you know, clear the air before we put our heads down on those pillows, and so we can wake up with more of a peace of mind. And then the next day, if we have to talk about it, it's not heated, we compromise, but we get through that anger part and be done with everything before you go to bed. That has been very successful with us. I honestly can't even remember. Oh, go ahead.
I can remember my husband and I were the same way. Don't go to bed angry. And, you know, 99.9% of the time, I really wasn't angry at him. I was actually angry at myself. And I would actually tell him that. And then if I felt like I had let things go over my head, there were times when I had no problem whatsoever apologizing to him. And he goes, "You don't owe me an apology." And I said, "Sure I do." You know, sometimes there were days when I had a bad behavior and I was expressing that. And poor guy, he's having to, you know, okay, wife's on her rampage today. And he was so loving and giving. He gave me that space I needed. So all of you that are tuning in, would you recognize that that's unconditional love that your partner or your mother or your father or your siblings give you that space to just kind of get yourself back to your center? We don't always do that. If I may, Michelle, I'd like to bring Hero in, and I would like to talk a little bit about discernment as well, because I feel like unconditional love and discernment kind of plays hand in hand with each other.
Yep.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yes. So you're wanting me to talk a little bit more about unconditional love and discernment when we get into this aspect?
Yes.
Okay. This is really interesting. And sometimes, let's say, I'm going to give an example. So, you know, I've tried the idea of marriage before. And let me explain this. I don't know what love is, because, like we said before, unconditional love is constantly growing for me. Unconditional love is, okay, let's learn more about you. And I feel like that's what I try to do with everyone. And the idea of trying in marriage was like, there's things that my life is going to bring that possibly this other person may not be ready for. And I'm talking from a mystic perspective, from my perspective of being able to talk to other beings that walk in, being able my life travel to go and travel around different areas of the world and be in certain places at the right time. You can, for, let's say, my first marriage, my children's mother, I unconditionally love that person, and she loves me as well even now. We're great friends. But at the same time, she chooses just a different lifestyle than I choose. And that is something that I respect so much that, no, I want you to be tremendously happy. So that's where the discernment will come into play of, is my frequency the right frequency for you? And to be able to break out of those ideas of, hey, this is how it should be, or this is how it is. The unconditional love goes past all of that, because she's dating other people and I'm dating other people, but our love has just continued to grow with each other because we see each other growing in our own direction. So in our relationship, discernment was, hey, I love you and I can't wait to hear about your adventure. Hey, I love you. I can't wait to hear about your adventure. And and doing that, we had, you know, we had children and everything, and we are able to show our children not just one way of living, one way of life, but also multiple ways of life based upon different frequencies. For example, now, with my relationship that I have now, I actually have two queens that work right alongside with me. One's a doctor, other one's a hypnotherapist. And with this, you know, we set the mindset to say, hey, as a team, to have this understanding of each other, to have these same goals. It goes beyond any traditional mindset in some extent, because our goal is, hey, we all want to grow. We all want to continue to excel, to be our best. And the fact that we're on the same page, we have the same goals, and we can get there together, then let's do it. And in the meantime, you know, we created a village now. We have created a village that from all these different walks of life, our goals are in the same direction while raising my beautiful children growing up and being able to flourish and being able to have so many perspectives with so much love. And also in today's where, you know, everybody had to worry about bills and everything else, it's just like we looked at the game and we say, hey, let's make strategies to conquer it with unconditional love, of understanding of everybody's mentalities and where you come from. So the major discernment that I would say that comes from unconditional love is basically you have to free yourself from expectation, from the old views that caused hurt. And then once you're able to do that, you can, once again, as I always use my favorite word, and you're going to hear this a lot today, because unconditional love is bliss. And with my loves, if whatever direction, you know, they want to go, they know that Mitel supports me, and he's going to always understand me. So I don't, love is something that I don't know, because as we continue to walk, we continue to grow into different people. And I love that process, and that's a process that everyone goes through, even if they don't realize or if they decide to stop. So you have to, first of all, have discernment about yourself, and then watch the world unfold in front of you if you allow it.
And why I have you with me, thank you for that, Mitel. I really appreciate that. I did want to share with all of our listeners this evening that Mitel is offering a special to all of you. And as you know, we have the holidays fast approaching. And if you know someone that could really use this might be the idea thing for a loved one or even a friend or whatever, we have a special promo, and you guys want to take this down, and it is for, and this is for Mitel. It's an aura cleansing. You buy two and get one for free, and that promo code is USC1112023. Okay, so make sure you guys keep that, and you know, you can even long distance. Okay, so don't think just because Hero is in Arizona that you aren't able to take advantage of that. And I also wanted to bring forward as well with Michelle, because she has a special promo as well. So if I may, I'll bring Michelle forward, and I'll let her tell you a little bit about it, and then I'm going to give you guys a promo code, okay? So Michelle, would you like to share a little bit about your special that you are offering to all of our listeners?
Yes.
Are you with us, Michelle?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I just had to unmute myself. Actually, I'm on the same page as Hero, buy two, get one for free. And the third one will be a very intricate session for you. We can prolong the session, you know, make it a nice, intense session. All the other ones are the same, but make the free one for you real special for you.
Okay.
For the holiday season.
Okay. Okay. And also keep in mind, everyone, you know, you can also get gifts, you know, a gift certificate from Michelle and or Montel as well, so that you can give it as a Christmas gift if that's what, you know, you'd like to do. And also keep in mind that Michelle actually, and she's got amazing jewelry that this lady literally creates. And I've had the pleasure of actually looking at all her jewelry. So you might want to, you know, contact Michelle as well about her jewelry if you're looking for a very special and unique piece of jewelry. Michelle would be it, let me tell you, but they're extremely well made and they're beautiful, okay? And she uses the best quality of stones in all her jewelry. So before I get any further, let me give you Michelle's promo code, and that is USC0160112023, okay? So make sure that you guys keep those promo codes, because you never know if you're would like to take advantage of that. So you want to make your Christmas list or your Thanksgiving gift, or you want to, are you looking for to thank someone that reached out to you and supported and showed their love to you, and you just want that little special unique gift for that individual? These are great ideas, and you'll be glad that you did. So give me a moment, Michelle and Hero, if you guys will. I'd like to remind all of our listeners that we're going to be opening up in 2024. We'll be officially broadcasting on Tuesday nights and also on Thursday nights. So you please make a notation of that, okay? It's going to be very important. And I've already been working behind the scenes on my 2024 radio schedule, and I'm really excited because I got a dynamite guests that are going to be joining us in 2024. Now, we will not start on Thursday nights for 2024 until the month of February. So make sure you understand that. We will officially be broadcasting for the month of February on Tuesday nights and on Thursday nights. Now, the next important date is our last final show for 2023 will be December the 12th. We're going to have a Christmas show. Everyone is coming on the show with me that evening to express our gratitude to each and every one of you, because you guys have shown us so much love and support. So we're going to be taking off for we won't come back until January the 9th. So you're going to want to write that date down too, everybody. I do apologize for throwing so many dates at you guys. But with that said, December 12th is our last and final Christmas show with all of you. Then we will launch off our first broadcast on January the 9th in 2024, okay? And then it's in February that we will start Tuesday and Thursday nights. And, yes, both of them will be two-hour shows broadcasting exactly the same time. Whew, that was a lot of information. What do you guys think, huh? Exciting, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Tons of information that this was put across the world right there. I hope everyone takes good use of it.
Absolutely. And so I hope you guys got your promo codes too on your end, so at least you guys will know this came from the radio show. But I'd like to revisit with Michelle, if I may, because Michelle, you know, mm-hmm. it's really interesting about the discernment that, you know, I feel goes hand in hand with unconditional love. I'd like to hear your perspective on how to exercise discernment and why it's so important for us to have that in place.
Okay. Let's see how I can explain this in my perspective. We all have to grow with one another, with our friends, our coworkers, our family, our loved ones, our spouses, our children, especially our children, because we do get a lot of discernment with our children. We sometimes have a tendency to get taken advantage of, and we have to learn how to put our, we have to learn how to sometimes say no. And saying no to the ones that we love the most and the people who we care about is very hard sometimes. But we have to learn how to protect ourselves and place boundaries. Boundaries is really important in any relationship. If you don't have boundaries in a relationship, then you're just going to get stepped on, taken advantage of, and you'll be heartbroken on a consistent basis. And that's not fair for yourself. So we need to learn how to set up boundaries for ourselves. We need to learn how to just not be compliant to people who we love and care about. We show them our love. I will do anything in the world for my husband and my granddaughter. I would step in front of a bullet for either of them and my son, especially people who I love, and my parents, of course.
I know, if I may interject here for a moment, Michelle, please forgive me for the interjection, but, reflecting on my own, marriage when my husband was here, I found that having discernment in place for myself as an individual, and of course he had his own discernment as well, is that we understood each other's boundaries. And it also reminded us to show respect to each other, also support the person when they found themselves in a position to where they just needed time out. And we need to learn to really honor and respect that. And I feel unconditional love and discernment starts with you first, and then you're able to share that with any relationship. So if I may, Michelle, your thoughts on that?
Absolutely.
I love that. And this is, I actually looked up the definition. The first thing that came up on the dictionary of discernment was the ability to judge well. Right. So I think, first of all, and I'm just going to use this example that Michelle used about jumping in front of a bullet. I totally get what you're saying, Michelle, but I want to go a little deeper into my version of what it means to jump in front of a bullet. I feel like unconditional love for me is that whoever I'm with, I want to share our ideas back and forth to be able to be aware of why are we in front of this bullet in the first place. You know, the goal is to, if I'm with a significant other, is to live in a happy moment always. And sometimes when that cannot be achieved, then we have already trained ourselves internally to deal with that, even on an individual level. Now, because the people that you grow with, you've been around them and you share the same frequency of thought, the same aura that goes through our veins, we all know that I don't necessarily want to put my loved ones in danger or anything along that line. So that idea of someone needs to push me out the way, or someone needs to grab, or I need to do something necessarily for this other person. It's not necessarily there. It's an unconditional love means that I would, and this is just a visual. When something is going on, everyone is on the page so amazingly that you move as a unit. And because you built your team through unconditional love, your team already knows what direction to go. So then with the sight that you build from this knowing and understanding, you already know what's coming 10 steps ahead, 10 steps behind, 10 steps to the side, 10 steps to the right. So in doing that as an individual, because I have this unconditional love for my team, am I going to put my team that I have unconditional love for in a position they do not want to be in? And to love someone so deeply is, no, I'm not.
I'm sorry, Montel, I'm so, please forgive me. Well, a memory came, you know, all of a sudden came flooding forward, you know, with my marriage to Graham. And so, by the way, my husband passed away, okay, everybody. So, but anyway, I can recall some incidents where the interaction between us, I was like, oh, my gosh, here we go, folks. Or I would be waiting for him outside with my arms crossed and my toe is tapping on this concrete.
Right.
Okay, Mr. Graham.
Right. Right.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. I know I shouldn't be doing this on the air, but anyway.
You already
digress.
It, right? You already like, oh, I know what this person is going to do. Oh.
And you know, because I would say to him, are you okay, Mr. Graham, are you going to share it with me, or shall I have to, or do you want me to share it with you?
Right.
Did you forget who you married?
Right. So
I know. Okay. All right. I'll give you this. You got up this morning and took the stupid pill. And you just weren't thinking. Matter of fact, the other day I was out and about doing errands. And I don't know, for some reason I was just off that day. Mm-hmm. And thank God everyone I came in contact really had my back. I told him, I said, thank goodness, because I must have got up this morning and decided I wanted to take the stupid pill, because that's how I felt. Like, what is wrong with you, Leilani? I was just so off that day. And, you know, as simple as even handling money, I promise you, it took me 4 times to actually get the money right. Mm-hmm. And I thought, and that's not like me, because, you know, I'm a Taurus. Tauruses are very clear about every dollar bill and every penny, you know, that kind of deal. But anyway. Sorry, guys. I took a sidetrack. Okay.
Can I add a little more to before you know what I was going to say?
Absolutely. I'm not going to interject. So just keep right on talking, okay, Montel, and bring Michelle forward as well.
Okay. All right. This what I was going to just finish up a little bit was just about the idea of unconditional love. It's kind of like when we say Source God unconditionally loves us, right? Well, the same thing goes with us in our relationships. It's just like if we know what's 10 steps ahead, 10 steps behind, you can share that with the other person. But the idea of holding boundaries, it's not this, you know, you're not going to walk on top of me because I know myself and I'm willing to have this open, unconditional conversation with you to say that, hey, I see this if you go in this direction and it's something that I wouldn't do. But if you want to go in that direction, then, you know, you're going to learn something more that maybe you haven't yet. So I love you enough for you to go in that direction. And because a person, if you are, let's say, emotionally stable or if you really know yourself, you'll be able to observe and see the lessons that this person is learning by going in this direction. and be aware of that they are going to go through some emotional things, but that's also going to teach them further their knowledge down the line of everything. So there's nothing that a person or thing can do that is wrong, because the universe, God, has that unconditional love for us all that it's always teaching. But if you're unaware, then you get surprising emotions, and then hopefully you don't dictate if this was a good or bad experience, but you have an unconditional love for your own experience to say, oh, I learned something. I love that. Either I'm going to do it or I'm not. I'm there.
It's funny. Matter of fact, you know, when I was younger and I had my first boyfriend or was out dating and stuff like that, what I learned about myself is I had literally wrote a story in my mind of how this relationship was going to look like, including how this man was going to behave, because I was not clear about my own person. And as I got older and started really tuning in to myself and learning a lot of things about me and how and what kind of how my mind worked, how my emotions worked, all of that stuff played a very important role for me to really understand who I was, and will continue evolving from that, is when I started breaking down those darn barriers of these storylines that I was creating in my mind about what this man should be and behave and look like and all this kind of stuff. And so all the expectations began to drop by the wayside. And then I started getting real, not only with me, but I was getting real with the person I was interacting with. And that's a big deal, everyone, because it's not about I just want to find someone that will love me and someone to come home to. You got to be happy when you walk through that door with the person that is your partner, and they are on that same wavelength and are working towards the same similar goals and have their own set of goals as well. And being able to have that freedom to do so. Wouldn't you say, Michelle?
Yes.
That's really important, don't you think? Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So before we start taking our callers, I just wanted to make sure that I gave you to allow you, Michelle, to share any thoughts that you would like to share.
Yeah, I want to go back onto the whole stepping in front of a bullet thing. I didn't mean it in a sense. I would do anything to protect my family, and that is including them protecting also.
That was a metaphor.
Yes, we're a unit. It wasn't just that standard. We're a whole unit. We work together. I mean, I've been in been married to my husband for 22 years. We're doing something right. We have communication. We talk. We have a great relationship. He truly is my best friend. We work together for 14 years, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we still have an amazing relationship.
Yeah.
So,
well, and I think I do feel very strongly that all of us understood that was a metaphor that you were presenting to the level and the depth of your commitment and your expression of unconditional love for the people around you. So rest assured, we all know that. Don't we, everybody? Yep, see, I see all those hands up on the switchboard. Anyway, thank you for that, Michelle. Before we go any further, I do want to remind everybody that December 12th will be our last and final show for 2023. We're gonna have a Christmas party, everybody, and I hope you guys will come and join us. We won't be back until January the 9th of 2024. In February, we will officially be broadcasting on Tuesday and Thursday nights at exactly the same time. I have got a lot of exciting guests coming on to the show. Now, there's going to be a slight change with the broadcast, is I'm going to ask all of our listeners, because we're going to have subject matters that we're going to be talking about, and I hope if when you call in, and I know you guys will because I have really connected with all of our listeners, that you will ask questions pertaining to the subject at hand, because wait till you guys tune into those shows. We're going to have some powerful people coming on. And so I just want to remind you guys that that's going to be a slight change when you guys do call in, is to honor our guests by asking them very specific questions about the subject matter that we were discussing during the show. So Michelle and Hero, are you guys ready to receive callers?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yes, please.
All right. So on that note, I would like to go ahead and welcome area code 630 to USC. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi. Excuse me.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Jenna.
Hello? Repeat your name again, please.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Jenna.
Can I get you to repeat your name?
Yes, this is Jenna.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Thank you. You have such an angelic voice. At first, I wasn't quite sure. Well, you do. You have a beautiful voice. And I'm sure you are aware of that. And I wanted to make sure I got your name correctly. So what's on your mind tonight? Oh, wait a minute. Let me back up. I would like to ask you a question, if I may, Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask you tonight just one thing that you're grateful for.
I'm grateful for my family and our health.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with us. So what's on your mind this evening? How may we be of service to you?
My goodness. I'm just really enjoying listening. I
appreciate hearing that. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. I don't know, I guess, exactly how to wrap it up into like a single question or I know you said to stay on topic with the conditional love, and I was thinking as I was
That's going to be for 2024 when we're going to ask our callers to, you know, keep with the topic.
Oh, gotcha.
But you
okay.
have free reign tonight, so you can ask us anything tonight.
I don't know if it's too general, but just I'm trying to be more open for signs, but I feel pulled in a lot of different directions and kind of not sure, like, which direction to choose, like, in a lot of areas of my life right now.
Understood. I'm going to bring Michelle forward first. Michelle, if you'd like to speak with Jenna.
Hi, Jenna.
And then we'll go to Montel after that.
Thank you. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Jenna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. So I feel a lot of frustrations with you. Is this pertaining to job and relationship?
Absolutely. Spot on.
Okay. So how long have you been in this relationship?
For 6 years.
Mm-hmm. And you're not, so what I'm picking up is that you're just not feeling you've been feeling pretty anxious lately, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe it's time just to take a couple steps back, take a breather, and just focus on exactly what you want. Does he have all the qualities that you want, or your partner have all the qualities that you want in this relationship? Or are they lacking something for you?
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. That's kind of what I'm picking up here. Have you talked to them?
Yes, I have.
And no response.
Yeah, it's like,
no
it's
fixing
kind of
it.
Like it's like walking in circles, and when I present what I think are solutions, they're kind of like shot down and yeah, not
mm-hmm.
explored.
Okay. Well, it might be time just to take a break and find you again, because I feel that you have lost yourself here. Is that how you're feeling?
Yeah, in a way, I actually feel like in a better space. Like before, I was kind of more, like lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I still feel like there's mm-hmm. something like I want to get back to for sure. But I don't
mm-hmm.
feel as like, I don't feel as lost. Like I kind of like just go back and forth between staying and going and staying and going and staying and going in that sense. Of like
mm-hmm.
just wanting, yeah, like
mm-hmm.
my own space and to like continue like evolving myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we do have to do that. I was with my first husband for 9 years, and I had to find who I was again. And then now I'm with my husband of 22 years, and that was the best decision I've ever made. It's not for everybody, but if you guys are not able to communicate and they're not able to compromise, you know, if you can't, yeah, compromise, then it's not going to get any better if they're not willing to listen to you. They're going to stay, mm-hmm. they're going to stay in their same path unless they want to grow. If they want to grow, then they'll be able to grow with you. But it sounds like they don't want to grow. They just want to keep it their way. Is that how it's been presenting to you?
Yeah, in a way. Like where I feel like his decisions are like kind
yeah.
of self-sabotaging, where I'm like, okay, like
mm-hmm.
let's figure out how to better ourselves.
Gotcha.
Even though it just feels like sometimes stuck
mm-hmm.
between like a, what do they call that? Like a rock and a hard place. Like sometimes it feels like
rock and
yep.
a hard place.
No.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Feels like there's like nowhere to go. Or like,
so.
Yeah.
If I may, Michelle, I'm going to go ahead and bring Hero to the forefront as well. And then I will add to this. Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Howdy, howdy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
She's had better days.
Well, it's going to get it's only going to get better if you want it to. So what I'm hearing is you're a little indecisive, right? So
all the time, yeah.
May I ask? Okay. So let's first start there. Being indecisive is still a choice. So you're actually experiencing an indecisive reality. So you're creating a reality that is really beautiful. If you look at it, oh, I'm feeling indecisive, so that's what I'm broadcasting out to my reality to be. So my question to you is, well, where do you want to see your relationship or work go? So do you know that yet?
I guess not, because I guess it's like been hard for me to make a decision, because I feel like I don't know if ultimately, like, relationship wise, if it's a compatibility thing ultimately.
All right. So it comes down to whenever you decide, you decide, you will have better communication with this other person. Because you got to understand, this other person that you're dealing with probably has insecurities. Is he going to stay with you or she? And there's a lot of things that this person probably has been through in his past as well. So being in a state of indecisiveness, he can feel, as you can as well. So what I would say is sometimes make a decision and then follow it and then see if that decision you make leads you to your answer. But if you just stay still, then you're going to continue to experience this energy of indecisiveness, because that's what you're just generating within yourself, okay? And then what I would ask is also to research, more research on the person that you're dating, and then be able to open up more to him as well, because how can we go somewhere if we don't have the GPS on us saying, this is my destination? So maybe the relationship feels stagnant because that's how you guys are creating it, because you just haven't had the learning or the teaching to get out of this certain position. But this is an opportunity for you. The love about this is, how can I find more about yourself and this other person while walking in a relationship? Because it's never the destination that truly develops the unconditional love. It's the exploration and experience that creates the unknowingness of self, that the awareness of the unknowingness of self, meaning you don't even know who you are tomorrow, today. Let me slow that down. You do not even know who you are tomorrow, today, because life will bring you tons of experiences and you still have to make decisions to get there. So with this, don't be hard on yourself by staying still. Have unconditional love with yourself. Walk forward, explore these different options, and feel free from you have to do this way, you have to do that way, because then you're lowering the space of opportunity of learning more of yourself. You got to go into it openly, and then you will feel the freedom of not having any expectations, but also the other person will as well. And it will then create more openness for him to explore new options. But as you continue to find yourself, more answers will come for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Does this make sense? Yep.
Yeah, it does.
I just want to ask you this. When you see yourself doing this, how does it feel internally?
I think what struck a chord with me is just, like, having that piece of unconditional love for yourself to, like, make a decision and live with the fact that it's either, like, you know, I guess good or bad, but, you know, it's still not good or bad, but you know what I mean? At least it, like, it moves you forward and the outcome, I guess, of either, you know.
Right. Because the outcome that you're experiencing now is that idea of stagnation. And obviously, you dislike it because I can feel it within your vibration of how you pronounce your words, of how you're like, ah, it could be better. You know, it's like, no, let's change that by changing your energy, your fluidity of reality, and watch yourself prosper and be a whole nother person tomorrow that you couldn't even see today. All right.
Thank you for that, Montel. Jenna, I heard very clearly it's really time for you to pull your bootstraps up, and I mean this with respect to you. Get plugged into yourself. Start really focusing on what makes Jenna happy, okay? And go out and explore different avenues that might draw your interest to see how it feels for you, and really start focus on working on getting reclaiming your joy, your happiness back. And this is separate from your partnership, okay? We're talking about Jenna right now, okay? And I want to stay focused on that. And as you start to grow more joy and happiness, let him do what he needs to do. Just let him go. If he wants to be unhappy, let him be unhappy. He doesn't want to compromise, then okay, fine. Focus on Jenna. But I do hear very strongly the time has come. Okay, Jenna?
Yes.
And you need to redirect your attention and energy on Jenna. And I think you understand what I mean, correct?
Yes. Can I just ask a question in my head real quick and you just give me whatever yes or no answer comes to you? I don't know why I'm asking.
I can.
Okay.
I follow you. And in the meantime, I'm going to ask our healers if you guys would take a moment to really help Jenna clear the space around her, her energy fields and stuff like that, so that she has an expansion in her energy to where she can become more centered with herself and have clearer thought as she continues moving forward. Go ahead, Jenna, with your direct question. And I already have the answer, by the way.
Okay.
So do you want me to just give you the answer?
Yes, please.
Yes. Okay. It's yes.
Okay.
Do you both also, Montel, do you pick up yes or no?
Honestly, the thing that I hear is we can tell this person the door is unlocked, but it's up to her to turn the doorknob, to pull the door back, to take those steps through that door. If this person does not even reach for the handle, then you're possibly going to still maintain the same dresser room that you've always been
so
in, waiting for show business. So like you said before, it's acting. Are you ready for show business, or are you going to just practice behind the stage? So be the star that you are, get out there on stage and show the world who you are.
That's right. Thank you, Montel. Michelle, yes or no?
I feel yes. I feel it's time to grow and go past things because you're definitely outgrowing.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank
so we hope
also.
That we've helped you in
so
some
cool.
small way, okay, Jenna?
Definitely.
But
thank
stay,
you so much.
I'm going to put you back on hold because I've asked them to clear the energy around you. So allow them to do that for you, okay, Jenna? Because we We want to be in support to you. We understand what's happening with you. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. Okay, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 518 to you, Universal Spiritual Connection. Your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Valerie, and I'm calling from New York State.
Mallory?
Valerie. With a
from
V.
New York.
Yeah.
Pleasure to have you. I have a question for you. One thing that you're grateful for.
Oh, gosh, there's a lot. My family, you were talking about unconditional love, and they give it to me all the time, no matter how frustrated we get. Yes, I'm very fortunate in that way.
Thank you for sharing that with us. What's I know you do. We got a bunch of powerhouses on our switchboard this evening. I just love it. We always do. But anyway, what's on your mind this evening?
I am wondering about a job and love.
Okay. Job and love. Michelle, I'd like to bring you forward first, please.
Okay. Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
Enjoying the show, actually.
Yes.
Enjoying getting to talking to all of you.
Oh. It's a nice listening as well.
Good. Okay, as for a job, you have a job right now, right?
No.
You don't have one. Okay. Well, one is coming because I feel it. I thought you were in it. I thought you were in a job. So obviously it's coming much sooner.
What kind of line of work do you see it in?
I don't know. What are your skill set?
I have a few different things that.
You're multi.
I have a few different things I'm seasoned in. I applied. Let's see. For a position with a medical center. I applied for customer service type positions, you know, in other type of, you know, businesses. I've applied for, let's see, a position at a supermarket. I've applied several.
Well, I do see it's something that you're going to be very happy with. And you are going to be talking to a lot of people. So it could be a customer service. So, or even in the medical, it depends on what position
medical
you're
field.
Going for. Yeah. But I do see you speaking to a lot of people. So that would be fun.
Yeah.
And then as for love. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. As for love, I'm just tapping into your energies here. So what I'm feeling is you've been pretty lonely.
Somewhat. I mean, you know, I like my own company. I really do. I don't like too many people.
Well, you've been lonely for the physical touch.
A little bit.
Your body's saying more. Your energy field is. And we all need that. We all crave that. Our bodies crave that. I do see somebody coming into your life. Just be open, because of the statement that you just said, that you don't like a lot of people. You have to learn how to like people, because if you're gonna work in a customer field situation, you have to like people.
Well, in that sense, that's professional, so I do what I have to do.
Right. Yeah, I understand. My husband tells me all the time that he hates people, but he's in three bands, and, you know, so people are around him all the time. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, I do understand.
So if I may interject here, Michelle, please mm-hmm. forgive me for interrupting you. But I want to, if I may, share this with you. I feel like you're going to get three job offers, okay?
Okay.
So get prepared for that. You don't have any time to lose. In the meantime, also continue applying for jobs. And I feel like you're going to start a job somewhere in the avenue of January, if not sooner. But more in January, okay? So you're going to go through the process.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I understand. But what I'm trying to say to you is you're going to have three job offers. So they're going to put you through the hiring process. I do feel like one of the companies that's going to offer you, which is going to be a good paying job, okay? So don't dismiss that offer, okay? Also, one, it's going to be about a year before a relationship does come in. Spirit wants to have you settled in areas within your life, and you already know what those are. Of course, once you get settled in with the job and everything is starting to really propel you forward in life, out of the blue, and be prepared for this too, because all of a sudden he's going to walk up, and this is going to be the man. Does that make sense for you?
I understand what you're saying.
You're going to be in love.
Okay.
And this man is going to love to have conversations. He's going to love to travel. He's a real outdoors type individual. He also has black hair. He has a little bit of gray on the sides of his temple. Okay. He's probably about 6'1". How tall are you?
Oh, gosh. I'm sure I'm like 5'4", maybe 5'3.5".
Oh, how exciting.
Hey, I'm shorter than you. I'm 5'2".
Oh.
That's so exciting. Now, when this stuff starts to unfold for you, I want you to call us back and give us updates on this, okay? But job is coming,
yeah.
Relationship in about a year, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense for you?
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask, so just hang in there, okay? Because the universe is lining itself up, putting things in place for you. But even if you get these three, you just keep putting in applications and stuff, because not all of us get the opportunity to have three job offers, okay? You're very multi-talented. You are good at what you do. And so you'll even be able to find in one of the job offers that you can sit there and negotiate because of your skill sets. And
well,
that doesn't come around all the time, okay?
Well, here's my problem. Not problem. Well, it's my cross to bear. I have to negotiate down for many positions because I'm in a situation where I cannot work full-time due to health. And if a job is offering me too much, well, not too much for my liking, but too much for my situation, I have to try to bargain down, which nobody does except me. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, I make the
May I add something to what she's saying, please?
Please.
Go right ahead.
Please, we have to look at it like this. Anything that people decide to do or you decide to do, find something you love. Okay? Anyone can get a job. And the reason why people go through so many jobs because it helps them find what they love to do. But when you find that thing that you love to do, it's not going to seem like work, my friend. So So take the time to enjoy this period of rest, right? Because you're saying it right now, you already been ill, right? So look at what the universe is telling you.
I'm sorry. I've already had a lot. This is my condition. It's nothing like I'm not going to die tomorrow. I hope. That's God. I mean, that's up to God, I guess. But no, I mean, this is something I've lived with for a long time. So I've been out of work for quite a while trying to find work. But because of my situation, it's very hard to, you know, I get some very good people reach out to me with great offers. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't work full time. And can you lower that, you know, amount to really little? So it's not a matter of people not reaching out. It's the situation I'm stuck in.
Right. So find something that you love to do and watch the time. It won't seem like it's there. So then the heartache on your body, just everything that you feel could be a problem won't exist because you're doing what you love to do. And then that's when you're walking in your own blissfulness of love, and watch how everything else, your health and everything else will change as well.
Oh, that's very good. I love that medical position. I would love that. I don't know if you guys seem getting it, but.
We do. And Michelle had alluded to that earlier when she was speaking with you. Okay, so I want you to stay on hold with Scott, Michelle, and Hero in the background working on clearing. And so I'd like to get some clearing for her as well, Hero and Michelle. So we're going to leave you with that. Don't go anywhere. I want to put you back on hold because I want you to get some clearing so you stay clear-minded, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. And remember, we love and appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, honey. I apologize. You're very welcome. In the meantime, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 330 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Leslie from Holly Springs, Mississippi.
Your name again, please?
Leslie.
Leslie. Welcome to the show, Leslie. It's great to have you with us. I want to ask you one question, young lady. What are you grateful for?
Yeah, oh, man.
Oh, you know, did I do that to you the first time?
Yeah.
I did that to you once before, did
yeah.
I would not. You know what? Oh, boy, I wouldn't let me get away with that again. Mm-mm. No. Shame on me. I'll get it together, I promise you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to hear from you one thing you're grateful for.
I am grateful for having another year on this earth.
Well said. Thank you. So what's on your mind this evening?
Yes, I want to think about, I have a question about my future love life and the future woman I may be seeing and possibly dating in the next year or so.
Ooh. Okay, Mattel, we're going to start with you first, please.
Excellent. So, Leslie, my man, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Awesome, awesome. I have a couple questions for you, okay?
Yes.
How do you see yourself?
I still see myself of working at my present job and possibly getting another academic advising job at a larger institution here maybe in the next year if everything goes right, because I do plan on
Excuse me for a second, Leslie. How do you internally, when you look in the mirror and you look into your eyes in the mirror, what is it that you see within yourself, and how do you feel about what you see within yourself?
I'm seeing confidence and integrity and honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you continue to have integrity, you walk with confidence, by default, my man, if you put yourself in the right situations by doing what you love, putting yourself in a situation to where you're in a social environment, because a lot of people have these things, but their intentions are to sometimes gain in the business field instead of just gaining a life, then that's different energy. So take all this confidence and everything else and put it in an environment that you will find that suits you, that you feel comfortable in. And then like minds would be in that area, and more than likely you will probably just by your magnetic field manifest and also bring towards you a person that will reflect yourself or even push yourself further to knowing yourself. So then this equation that I'm giving you will answer your question. Does this make sense, right, Leslie?
Yes.
My man.
I got to tell you, Leslie, you're incredible. And I don't say that very lightly. You extremely have amazing skill sets. And this woman that you're going to meet, she's like mine with you, and she's going to be your equal, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, because the woman I date, because the woman I envision is going to be outside my race.
Yes, you are right on target with that, by the way. You already know, okay, because you're very in tune with the universe as well, wouldn't you say, Leslie?
Yes.
Yes, you are. You are a high roller, let me tell you. And you keep moving forward, and you're correct. In about a year, year and a half, this lady will present themselves to you. And matter of fact, I'm going to tell you another thing about her. When you meet her, it's going to have electrical current that's going to be exchanged between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
And you're going to know, you're not even going to question, and neither will she. And you guys will just like, you'll know that you've always known each other, not only in this lifetime, but in many lifetimes. And that's going
yes.
to be your soul partner, just so you know, already know all this. I'm really grateful you called in tonight, Leslie. And I hope that you will continue calling into the show to say hello. And don't let me get away with anything either. I'm counting on you
right.
to keep me on, all right?
Right.
Bless your heart. Can you feel me hugging you right now? I'm hugging you.
Yes.
Oh, bless your heart. But anyway, I'm going to leave you with that, okay? And
okay.
I'm going to keep you on hold because I want you to benefit from the energy that's being sent, okay? As long as you're
okay.
open to it.
Yes.
Fair enough. And have a – oh, and by the way, everybody, have a great Thanksgiving. I do apologize for not saying that earlier to all of you, but our family, the USC family, wishes each and every one of you an amazing, magical Thanksgiving shared with your loved ones and your friends as well. So on that note, I'd like to welcome area code 509 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Erica and I'm calling from Washington State.
Your name is Erica?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Please forgive me. For some reason, I'm having a problem hearing you guys this evening. So, you know, technical stuff nowadays, I tell you. But anyway,
no worries.
Question. What are you grateful for?
I think family unity.
Nice. Very nice. Thank you for sharing. So otherwise, what is on your mind tonight, Erica?
I was wondering if you guys were doing clairvoyance, like mediumship.
Well, what are you looking for?
I was hoping to contact my auntie, maybe. Yes. She would like.
Okay. We'll give it a shot because sometimes they'll come in and talk with me and sometimes they won't. And I'll see if the Michelle, would you like to give it a shot? What's your auntie's first name? Erica, what's your auntie's first name, if I may?
Rosa.
Okay. All right, Michelle. Are you with us, Michelle?
Okay. Yep, I'm trying to see if I can tap in. My body is not allowing that right now. So it's going to be up to you or Montel on that one.
Okay, let me see. I got a question for you. Was your auntie very stubborn?
Yes.
Okay. She also took pride in the way she dressed. Is that correct?
Very stylish, I would say, yes.
Very, very much so. As a matter of fact, I feel like that you admired her, just the way she handled herself. She had a very unique, the way she carried her body. A lot of self-assurance with her. But is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I love the way this happens. For some reason, I'm getting the color blue. Was blue her favorite color? And it's not a light blue. It's a more like of a indigo or what's that other color? Cobalt blue.
I forgot. Oh no. Oh well. No, her favorite color was burgundy.
Okay. Ooh, just like mine.
Mhm.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, but when you said blue, I immediately thought of ovarian cancer.
Okay.
That type of cancer.
Mhm. Okay, so what did you want to find out from her tonight? I just wanted to make sure that I was tuned into her, making it very clear that this is your auntie. Go ahead. What's the question?
I wanted to know if there was anything else that we could have done to change the outcome.
No. No. Right
I'm
away.
Picking
and
up
I,
on no. Yep, no too.
And it's a very firm, it's almost a blunt no, with a period right after the word no. And she also wants you to find a place to let that go. Everything that could have possibly been done for her had been done. And it was all about her divine timing of when she was to get ready to make the transition. And she's a lot, as you know, she's a lot happier than where she was. But she wants me to make sure that I let you know, to express gratitude to you and the others that really helped. She was very aware of the fact that you guys were there showing your love and your support. Does this make sense for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, she wants you to go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, I felt like it was really hard. I felt like it was, you know, pretty late. There was a lot of complications. And I also felt like there was medical negligence because I was reading the pathology over and over over the weekend.
Yes.
And I noticed that in the pathology report, it shows that it could have also been pancreatic cancer or bilateral something cancer. And so
correct.
I've been trying to ask the oncologist, like, how come you were so firm and sure that it was ovarian cancer and you never mentioned this part of the report on the pathology? And nobody wants to talk to me. Like, they just won't talk to me at all. The oncologist, I'm not trying to, like, attack anybody. I just want answers, you know?
Clearly. They're not going, Erica, they're not going to. I'm just going to let you know straight up front. They're not going to, okay? They realize the errors that they made. And even if you attempted to do something on a legal basis, it's a losing battle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What you need to understand is that, and this is going to be harsh, it's going to sound harsh to you when I say this, but I want you to see the beauty of what I'm about to say. Your auntie, first and foremost, is glad she didn't go through all the stuff that they would have tried to put her through. Her body was too weak to be able to handle it. Okay? I'm going to put that out there. Secondly, it would also create a lot of drain financially for the family. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She wants you to be able to find, and if you guys would, to clear the heart for Erica so that she'd be able to have that space to do self, her healing. Okay,
yeah.
Erica, we're going to do that for you. Go ahead,
May
Kira.
I ask something, please? I have a question, but also a statement. The first question is, what is leopard print to you? What does leopard print have to do with anything?
She loved leopard print and
boo.
And there's pictures and I also bought fabric to make like the chemo hat. So yeah,
uh-huh.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was all leopard print, eh? Because it was coming to me, I was just like. Usually I don't give readings like this, but it was leopard print they were showing me. And the message that I want to give you is, it's baby, I'm still spicy. I'm living more here than I ever lived before.
Mm-hmm.
So cheer up. If you want to bring me closer to you, wear leopard print. And be spicy in the way that you can. Do not condemn yourself with the energy of the past. Live free from all of this mishaps and know that I'm always walking beside you. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want you to know that this is weird. It's not coming from me. I'm kissing you on the lips, my friend. And I'm hugging you, and I'm always with you. is what is coming through my heart to tell you, all right? So tons and tons of love. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask, would benbendazole and ivermectin saved her? Could that have saved her?
No.
The thing that
I'm hearing is no.
Let it go. Know
yes.
that I'm living more than I ever lived before. And I'm also walking beside you. There is no better position that I can ever be in than I am in mm-hmm. now. All right.
She's expressing that to me also. So absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the leopard print. I was like, what is this coming? Leopard print. All right. So rock it.
Yes,
you got this.
And the answer is no. The answer is no, by the way. She was already, it was too far advanced. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's important
so
for you to understand. It's time. That's correct.
So even if the oncologist wouldn't have made the mistake of just, you know, giving her chemo, the ovarian cancer chemo, if he would have actually, you know, combined it to where it could have been like also formulated to pancreatic or obule, whatever the other word is,
hey,
they wouldn't have.
She's knocking right now.
Yeah, no, just you have to let it go.
Is she a tapper? Like, does she knock on things to get you to pay attention? Like, will she knock on you? Like, tap on you? She's like, baby, you know.
Grandpa.
Listen to me. Everything went exactly the way it was. Do not condemn yourself by holding the illusion of what if. Okay.
It would only prolong it. Initially, it would only prolong it for her. And that's what I meant by, you know, it would just keep dragging out. And it would create a huge financial drain on the family as well. And it was a financial drain that would have shocked all of you all together, okay? So just keep that in the back of your mind. It's time for you to let it all go and celebrate the great memories you have with her. And remember, like Montel said, she walks with you every single day.
Okay. I understand.
Okay.
I'll just let that be. I just don't think it was fair.
I know.
I just feel...
I do know how you feel because my husband passed away from cancer as well, and it took them 5 months to figure out that he actually had cancer. It was in his lymphatic system, and it just spread so fast and so rapid by the time they realized that it was too late. So, but now that I'm on the other side, I realized what a blessing it was. Because he would have gone through all the treatments, and he would have passed away a year from now. And yes, I would have had him for a year, but how much of him would I have had with him?
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest thing that hurt me was to see him suffer. And the it's the same scenario that my husband was in, and I had to face. Okay. So just remember that it's time to let it go and celebrate life, celebrate you, celebrate her memory, and know that she walks with you all the time. And listen for those knocks, okay? So I'm going to leave you with that. Lots of love and blessings to you.
Thank you so much, because we're sending healing.
You're very welcome. So I'm going to put you back on hold. You're very welcome. Great job, everybody. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and welcome area code 480 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Tracy from Mesa, Arizona.
Tracy! Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm fabulous. I want to say for the last caller, I kept hearing, honey, it was my time. I would have gone, whether it was a car accident or cancer. Either way, it was my time. So I don't know if that helps or not.
Thank you. Of course it does. Thank you, Tracy, for doing that. I really appreciate it. Because, you know, it's interesting because everybody that calls the show are very powerful spiritual people. You know, they've got it going on, and you're a great example of that, right? So, but before we get any further, I'd like to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What are you grateful for?
I saw a roadrunner today. It's kind
of
a rare thing.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of a rare thing to see it in the middle of the city. And, you know, it was close enough where I got a picture of it. And it, to me, in the animal totem, it's about swift change and swift movement. And, you know, like, it's a positive change. It's a positive sign. So it's like, okay, thank you. It's very joyful.
Good. Excellent.
To see a roadrunner. You know, yeah. So, like, funny.
Well, yeah, because in the past you used to be able to see roadrunners all the time. Now, I haven't seen one in many years, so you're right on target with that. But anyway, we're getting closer to having to end our show, so I want to make sure that we answer any questions that you may have. So what's on your mind tonight?
Do you see a man in my future? Near future? Not just down
well,
the
we'll
road
let,
or 10 years from now. I'm like, I want somebody now.
Girl, I got to wait for 2 years. Anyway. But
well, you,
anyway,
Tracy, you
we'll
have
bring...
one. You have one.
What's that? But he's not mine.
You
he's
have
not...
one. He will be.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Energetically, I have it. Yeah. Gotcha. I'm
yes.
wanting to know
and
time,
he will be.
Energetically.
I'd like to see a manifest in the physical.
Well, but he is here in the physical. You just have to allow him in.
In my physical.
Because you have one now. You're dating, correct?
Yes and no, but he doesn't really show up. So to me, he's not it. And I kind of feel like I still haven't met the one in the physical yet.
So what I think I'm hearing you say is this guy is a prelude to what's actually coming. So Michelle, stay right there with you. So Montel. What are you picking up? What do you see?
Well, I think Michelle was on to it. What I feel is will you allow the man to be a man, or do you want him to be everything that you want him to be? So I think by doing that, it may not fully... Because you want something now, you know, a rose starts out as a seed, but it takes time for it to really stem the thorns and, you know, it has to blossom. So it's not just with the men that you see that you may think you desire. You know, you may say, oh, I want you to be this amazing red rose, but because you want that now, what if you don't let him grow thorns first? You know, sometimes thorns are there, and then you got to deal with the thorns to get to
seeing him once a month
else.
Is not quite like I'd want.
Well, but
no, but it will be more.
So that's why I said it takes time for you to understand him, for you to understand yourself most of all, for you to allow yourself to be loved, for you to understand what love is, and for you to not be in that rush to get it, because that can also deflect love. So it takes, what you're actually asking is, are you
like 15 years? So it's been a while.
So, and you know, the idea of rushing, and also there's tons of different dimensions of that as well. So you are living every moment the way you want to live. So as this comes up to you, does other people want to live in the same reality that you're creating? And once you're able to find a balance between your desire and someone else's desire, and then it becomes timeless. So then the question of now or later would never exist, because everything would be timeless.
So I'm taking a trip to Tennessee.
So
I'm curious if that person will pop up.
Oh.
Well,
okay, guys.
Are you going to be at your highest joy in Tennessee? Are you going to be out of your comfort zone in Tennessee? So
I've
it
never
all
been
depends
to
up to you.
I guess
right. So
totally out of my comfort zone.
It depends up to you of what you're going to do. You have a huge effect in what you draw near. So, you know, let's say if I was working with you one-on-one, it would have to be something that I would have to map out how you've been creating, what your experience has been, and then you'll be able to see the connections through all your energetic decision-making that led you to the reality now. So the question that you're asking, there's depth to it. I'm just trying to brush up on some concepts with the amount of time that I have. But you are very intuitive, and I know you want to be loved on a whole nother level, but sometimes people that are extremely intuitive have to, you know, it's sometimes rare to find people who are on that same level. So that's why you have to be patient sometimes.
True.
So, Tracy, I got to leave you with that, because we're at the end of our show, and I hope that you'll go back and listen to the archive, or just sit for a moment with self and reflect, okay, on what was shared with you this evening. But it was good to hear your voice, and thank you for calling in. Remember, we love you and appreciate you now. So I'm going to put you back on hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. I want to apologize to all our other callers that we weren't able to answer your calls this evening. Please forgive us for that. My switchboard, every single line has a caller on it. Every single one. So forgive us for that. But remember, we're going to be back on air Tuesday night. I have jotted down you guys' phone number. So if you call in Tuesday night, I will make a point of answering you guys' calls. And I feel like you guys understand, because we try to give everybody an equal opportunity to share with us while we're on air. But I want to, most importantly, I want to really thank Michelle and Hero for being on the show this evening. Great job, everyone. And also for all the energy work you guys have been doing for all our listeners and callers this evening. I know that they appreciate the work that you guys have been doing behind the scene. Real quick, I would like to remind of you, each of you, I've given out the promo codes. Hero is doing a aura cleansing, buy two, get one for free. And also, Michelle is offering healing work also. They can do long distance. If you're looking for a special gift to give to a family member or a friend or a coworker, give them a call or email them. So Hero's email address is universalantidote1111@gmail.com, or you can reach him at 480-725-3311. And also for Michelle, her email address is, give me a moment, guys, realmsofpeace@outlook.com, or you can reach her at 570-506-7847. And if you reach out to Michelle, remember, she makes amazing handmade jewelry using quality stones in her jewelry. And I will tell you firsthand, even a picture doesn't do justice for her jewelry, okay? So keep that in the back of your minds, because I've given you guys the promo codes. You need to have that when you contact them, okay? And you can find them on Facebook, Instagram, also TikTok as well. So go pay a visit and say hello to each and every one of you. But anyway, once again, I want to apologize to all of our callers that we were not be able to receive your calls this evening, but we will try and make a point of it Tuesday night. Just keep in mind that our last broadcast for 2023 is December the 12th. That will be our Christmas special for each and every one of you, so I hope you will join us. Then we'll be back on air on January the 9th, same time. In February, we'll be opening up on Thursday evening. So we'll be broadcasting Tuesday and Thursday starting in February. And we have an amazing lineup of guests that will be joining our shows for 2024. So thank you, Michelle. And thank you, Hero, for you guys' divine service.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, and I loved every moment.
Oh, and real quick, Hero, don't go anywhere. Hero also has a horse event. Can you give me that date? Give me that date offhand. I've got it on the player, everybody, the event that Hero is having in December, and I really would like to make sure that I invite all of you to Healing with the Horses event. And do you have the date offhand, Hero? I don't have that in front of me.
December 16th. December 16th, and it's going to be training everyone to be prepared for exterior situations and interior emotions while working with native and animal spirits.
Okay. December 16th, everybody, and it's also posted on the player, so go check that out, and the specials as well. But on this note, I have to bid all of you a good night, and remember that we love you and appreciate you, and stand tall, stay centered, be kind to yourselves and kind to each other. Good night to each and every one of you. We'll see you guys next week, Tuesday. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Universal Spiritual Connection. If you like what you heard, then be sure to hit like and subscribe. And why not share with like-minded people? Until next time, remember to be kind to yourselves.